This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
As you all know, we're here tonight for our wrap-up session of the first year of the Buffalo Main Street Project. And we're going to talk about what next year is going to look like, which includes a little bit more for this year, but it's going to shorten the schedule for next year, so it's all good. Quick introductions. I'm Laura, Public Relations. Stefan, our resident engineer. Anne, who is the project engineer. She's running the show. Isaac Finkel, who is our district construction engineer, and then our contractor with Kroll. Nate Wilson is here too, so I think between a few of us, we can answer any questions you have.
Thanks, Laura.
It's all yours.
Thank you. So I'm Stefan. I'm just going to give you a real quick rundown of sort of what's on the screen here in front of you. It's also on your sheets, and there's plenty of handouts if you want to take extra, you know, anybody else that want one. We'll go through that real quick, and then we'll just give you guys the opportunity to ask any questions, and hopefully we'll have good answers for you. So you guys have probably seen what we got done this year. We did a lot of work on the south side of town, paving Main Street from Cemetery Creek south towards I-25, and then we completed for the county the north and south bypass road. That all got repaved, and then on the north side of town, from Hart Street going north out to Rock Creek Road, we completed that paving. We also did some sidewalk utility replacements, some storm sewer inlets, and some ADA ramps on the south side of town. And so we had the project broken out into phases. So phase one, there is still a little bit of work left to do. So on the right side of your page here, we've got phase 1C planned. That phase is supposed to occur not while school is in session so that we don't impact traffic there. The work that's remaining on that phase, sort of 1C that we've got lined out, is the Cemetery Creek culvert is getting replaced. That's going to be a new 9x7 concrete box culvert. It's going to have pretty significant work there and impact stretching back down the road. We've got to dig a big hole to get the old culvert out. And we've got to put the new culvert pieces in and tie them together for the new structure. There's going to be a temporary one-lane bypass road that's going to be built with signalized traffic alternating back and forth through there. So while that's going on, I recommend you probably try to avoid that. Then that's going to be coming up in the next summer. And you can see on there it's saying late May through late August. Moving north, we'll sort of get into phase four of our project. That was originally intended to occur in 2025 summer. Some of that work, Kroll was able to actually get done a little bit ahead of schedule. They did some of that this summer, some of the storm inlet work, and then some of the ADA and sidewalk work, so that got them a little bit ahead. They are planning on trying to get a little bit more done this year in the winter. That phase 4A that they've got noted there occurring in November to late December. There is some additional storm sewer utilities, a couple of manhole replacements, and several hundred feet of concrete storm pipe that needs to be replaced there. They're working on a plan now to start that this November, and then we're not planning on working over Thanksgiving, so hopefully have everything buttoned up and clean. Be out of there Thanksgiving and continue a little bit more work that needs to be done if there is any between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So probably 3 or 4 weeks worth of work going to happen this summer in that location. Then the rest of phase four, early March to early June, is going to be a continuation of the full depth reclamation and paving process. There's also a bunch of city work that's going to be occurring, which is the majority of water line replacement and water and sewer services that are getting replaced for property owners in that downtown area. And then after that, phase five, early March to late September, it'll be the last phase on the project completed, and that's going to cover from Fort Street to Hart Street, the rest of that paving, And some utility work with water line replacements and water and sewer utilities. And then there's going to be ADA upgrades throughout all of Phase 4 and Phase 5 going down there. So with that, that's basically an overview of what we're going to be doing, and happy to try to answer any questions anyone has about work that has happened, work that's going to be happening, impacts and schedule or anything like that. So if you got anything, feel free to raise your hand and we'll try to answer.
Can you explain about if we're on Main Street between 4th and Hart?
Yep.
What's going to happen to those places? I know that it says right here, but like costs and... Do you know anything about that?
I guess I'm not tracking what's going to happen as far as costs for what?
Utilities.
Are you specifically talking about water and sewer utility replacements?
Yeah.
Okay, so the water and sewer utility replacements are something, are a project that the city has that they have added into the YDOT project. And so they sent out, before the project let, requests to property owners if they wanted to have their utilities replaced with the project. So if you were included in that, that got into our plan set. And so we have addresses for each location that our contractor is going to be redoing the utilities. And my understanding is that with that notification, they also gave a cost that the property owner would, there were some locations that the city was going to pay for and other locations that the property owner is going to be responsible for paying for, depending on which part of the downtown section you were in. And I'm not 100% sure which section was which, but I don't know. We've got...
that's a rental property there.
Yeah, that's
where the water line is replaced. So we'll...
Okay.
The city will replace the water line to back a curb.
Yes.
And I think sewer, but we're only going to the back of curb. You'll have to pay to go from curb to hill.
That was my, yes, so that sounds right.
On South Main, where we're not doing water line, they have to pay from the main to the house. So here, you're getting half it done, and if you want to go from there to your building, you can either have these guys do it, or you can have somebody else do it later, tie into the curb stop back to the building. So you don't have to do it now, but they're going to get the curb stops outside of the proper, outside of the roadway. So,
if we wanted these guys to do that from curb to building, will there be a time that somebody's going to say, sign up for this?
No, that is not. We're not going to have like a sign up for that. That is something that you would need to reach out to the contractor or subcontractor that is doing that work on your own. The portion that YDOT is sort of taking responsibility for under our project for the city is from anything that's in the right-of-way to the right-of-way line. Anything beyond that would be the responsibility of the property owner to work that deal out. And so we have had one property owner who's done that with their sewer replacement. So our subcontractor was doing the work from the sewer main to the property line, and they coordinated with the subcontractor to replace the rest of that all the way into their building. So you're welcome to reach out if you need contact information. We can help you with that. We're not going to be doing that, any of that coordination. That would be strictly between the property owner and the subcontractor or contractor. And then I couldn't give you a cost on that. That would also be between this. So. Thanks, Charles.
I'm not sure what we're doing on Fort Main, if we're replacing sewer or just.
So, So, from Hart Street, there's a water line replacement. Because we're replacing the water line and moving that, we have to replace all the services. They're going to be different. So, everybody in that bench gets the water service. If you want the sewer service, though, we're not replacing the sewer service, so that would be where the city sent out the letter and give a price for the sewer service replacement. And so, like Scott was saying, those would go to back a lot or whatever. So from that point where YDOT ends or where it ends in the YDOT right away, and then if the homeowners want that to conditionally get replaced all the way to their house, So there's a couple of them. There's a couple of them that have subcontractors come and do that work. Where the Barnum Construction was the sub for Wyba, or the sub for Kroll and the Wyba project, where they left off, that contractor then picked it up from right there and took it the rest of the way. Or I think Barnum would do the work, would have to work that out.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, Barnum will be the subcontractor next year too?
Yes,
that's the plan.
And do we contact them one time before? Or?
I would recommend if you want to do something like that, the earlier you let them know and start coordinating that with them, because they're going to have a lot of other work going on, so they probably need time to plan for that. Sooner is always better for communication on stuff. More questions?
For the phase 4 and phase 5, not 4A, because obviously it says that there should be a lane closure, but
yep.
Is there going to be alternating one lane traffic for all of that?
I wouldn't say for all of that, but definitely for part of that. So the sort of option that the contractor has is they can set up during our working hours, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., alternating one-way traffic,
okay.
And then outside of working hours, the road should be open to two-way traffic, very similar to like what you saw north of Hart Street.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they have to do that all the time or if there'll be sometimes they'll be open to two-way, our intent is to minimize impact as much as we can. So unless we have to go to one-way alternating, our preference and their preference also is to leave it as two-way traffic. But there's certain times with the work that we have to do necessitates having just one lane open so that there's more area to work. So I would expect you'd see that beginning pretty frequently.
Yes, one question I had was on that. Yeah. Are you doing what, the 3/4 inch wear course on the whole Main Street at the end of the
Yes,
process?
So that's something that has come up is what are the pieces that we've done so far on the north side and south side, are those done and finished? And the answer is no, that we are not at the final lift of asphalt yet. So what we've put down is our hot plant mix recycle, which is like the base lift, and then we're going to get a friction course on top, which is the plant mix wearing course that you're interested in. So
the north main looks a little rough in the joints.
Yes.
Especially if I can feel in the car and I don't want to take the motorcycle down there, that might throw you around.
So on the north side of the project from Hart Street North, we are aware of some of the longitudinal joints have a little vertical elevation difference. Kroll is planning on correcting that by grinding out those joints to correct that difference. They're going to put a seal coat of asphalt oil down to keep water from getting in there. And then that'll be finally corrected when they put the wearing course down next year. It'll be 3/4 inches of wearing course, and then that'll all get restriped.
Yeah, that's what they did out of Hart Street and then East Hart.
Okay. Yes. So that's the plan. We have gotten some feedback on the joints there, and we certainly understand, and we've got a plan to address that. So hopefully that resolves those issues.
And we'll do that all at one time from one end to the other. That wearing course goes better that way all at once, and it helps keep the joints better and the ride better. So
yeah, flatten it all.
Yep.
That wear course on.
Good questions. Thank you. Others?
Is there still an incentive to get the downtown done by Memorial Day weekend?
Yes, there is an incentive in our contract, and actually the incentive starts actually a couple days before Memorial Day weekend, so that they'd be done by then, and then it runs a little bit past Memorial Day, and it's on a sliding scale, so the quicker they get done, the bigger the incentive is, until it goes to zero, and then if they continue past that, there's actually disincentive in the form of the
car. They've got to but they've got two or three intersections done already.
Yes. And that was sort of the intent to some of what we let them do early in this summer, was to speed that up next summer to reduce the impact. Good question, Scott.
Now, that's the feedback I get most.
Is what?
About the downtown. How's it going to impact there? Downtown Main Street. They're worried that they're going to not be able to get down there all summer long. But no, they'll keep traffic down there.
So there's going to be traffic flowing, and then there's also going to be pedestrian access the whole time. And so there'll be closures in sidewalk areas where they're doing work. And then after they place concrete for it to cure, but you know, we're gonna do the best we can to minimize that, and we're definitely gonna keep some form of pedestrian access open for businesses, with the only exception being, you know, if we're doing the sidewalk panel right next to you, that panel's gotta be closed so we don't get footprints in the concrete. So mm-hmm.
Any other
more questions?
Tree removal along Main Street?
All the tree removal for the project is done. So YDOT has no plans to take out any additional trees. There will be some work around some of the trees in the downtown area. Some of the areas where the little, I don't know what you call them, little planter boxes around them type thing, and the concrete is heat, those will be fixed. In the areas that they're the worst, and so there'll be some work around the trees, but there are no more. The only other trees that might be coming down are going to be in the Cemetery Creek area for the culvert work. So none of the downtown trees are being removed.
Are you putting the plastic grates back? Or are they going to go back with mulch or something else?
Different? We will reuse what's there. Is what we have. What's in our plans. So. If the city wanted to put something else in, they'd be welcome to come in right behind and do that.
If you're not 50, we can plan on doing something different if you want.
Yes, we're planning on reusing everything that's there. All we're going to really be doing is fixing the sidewalk around it and then resetting what's there to match the new sidewalk that is around it.
We've trimmed those grades 2 or 3 times. It's a bit better around there.
Yeah.
The trees have to grow it up and make it bloody.
Yeah, they grew good.
The signal upgrade on Hart Street, is that gonna impact like pedestrians in any way? Is it gonna be different for them?
Yes. So the northeast and southeast corners of Hart Street are being adjusted pretty significantly. So there's a new signal that's gonna be installed. You guys probably saw First Interstate Bank has got their sign down and out of the way. So we're doing some changes to the ADA configuration and the sign structure in that location. And then on the southeast side, everybody's probably familiar with taking that right hand turn, and you end up in the middle of the road trying to take that turn, and it's pretty notorious for trucks driving over the sidewalk, and they quite often hit our signal that's there. So that whole we've acquired right away on that corner, and that whole corner is getting set back several feet to improve that right-hand turn. With that, for the demo work, they're going to have to close that down. And so we haven't looked specifically at what pedestrian access there is going to look like, but there will be temporary access that is maintained. It'll probably be a little bit longer than it is now for pedestrians to get around and through while there's construction going on there. Mm-hmm. But there will be temporary access for pedestrians to get around in that intersection.
Stephan
Michelle
has created a document that talks about how the new signaling will work.
Oh, cool.
So we have that ready for the public when that signal's in place. So we have a little educational piece ready for the public.
Awesome.
When will that be released?
Once the signal's in play.
Okay. When we get the new signal.
End of the project, like that.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks, Lauren.
I think Michelle said that signal type only exists in another community. Is that right?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly, but there's a slight change.
Yeah, it's like a double red rider.
Yeah. More questions?
We will continue in public meetings once we know when the project's going to kick up again. So you'll probably hear some radio silence from me until March-ish. So we'll let me know when that's going to start up again. We'll let you know and go forward from there.
Because it's come up, just one other thing I'll add. The areas that have gravel in them now on the south side of town that are awaiting temporary surfacing, the plan is to handle that on Thursday and Friday this week. So that will be resolved soon. We're going to try and get to it tomorrow, but it doesn't look like weather's going to cooperate. So as soon as the weather's out here, they're going to get in there and do that. So Thursday and Friday, we'll expect that.
I guess I'm trying to remember. The Fort and Hart Street signal, that's going to be changed under a different grass or something like that?
So, yeah, the Fortin Main Street signal work was removed from this project because it wasn't, we weren't ready for it to go into the job. There were still some questions on what we were going to do there. And so to not delay the rest of the job, it was removed. And then it has another project that is currently in development that will, I believe, is scheduled for 2026 construction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So to take care of that one and the bird.
Yes.
I think you mentioned that's due.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that won't change anything this year.
No, we will be doing some, we won't be changing anything at the intersection. There will be a little bit of work in the concrete area on the north side of that intersection to facilitate the water line work that the city is doing. So there'll be some concrete panel replacement.
Yeah.
But that's it. There's not going to be any change to any of the ADA or the signals there until that next project. Good question. You can keep asking. We can call it a day. Okay, well, thanks a lot. If you guys have any more questions, Laura's information is on there. If you want to give her a shout, and then my information is under that. I'm the number two content, so Laura first. If there's anything else you guys have, feel free to let us know. If not, have a good evening. Thanks for coming.
This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.